see a very warm afternoon thanks to that warm front with highs in the mid to upper 80s today with lots of sunshine. That's about a 25 to 30 degree temperature swing from what we saw yesterday. And the warmth continues into your Monday with sunshine and highs near 90 degrees. If we hit that tomorrow, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 53 degrees in Rockville. It's 55 in Ashburn, 53 in Fort Washington. And we're still at 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios at 2:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up, a man is dead after stabbing outside Audi Field before Saturday night's DC United match. Also,
protests against the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Additional charges are pending after a crash leads to the death of a Manassas woman. I'm Ralph Fox.
Baltimore's close-knit Latino community comes together to memorialize the six workers who perished at Baltimore's Key Bridge last month. Good morning. It is now 3 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There are reports of really damaging tornadoes in Oklahoma for a second night in a row. The Love County Sheriff's Office says that power lines are everywhere and buildings have been destroyed. It's believed winds could have been around 165 miles per hour in some areas. Weather Channel meteorologist Felisa Combs is in Kansas City, Missouri.
Plenty of moisture to work with along with these storms moving through. So not only are we worried about very large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, but also that possibility for flash flooding across this region.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Oklahoma.
More than two dozen tornadoes ripped through Nebraska on Friday. Homes leveled and businesses battered as the twisters carved their way through the Cornhusker State. Near Lincoln, a powerful tornado crossed a highway.
He's okay, he's okay.
The violent winds flipped a semi and scattered debris. The storm intensified and continued its path of destruction. Drone video shows the damage in Elkhorn outside Omaha. The small town left decimated.
The whole neighborhood's gone.
Student protests nationwide are growing over the Israel-Hamas war. In St. Louis at Washington University, dozens of protesters were arrested. KMOV-TV's Shoshana Stahl is on the campus.
Here on WashU's campus, hundreds of people chanting. They want free Gaza. They want free Palestine. They're saying they want Washington University to divest from Boeing. Students I spoke to say they have several other demands.
We are protesting for an end to the genocide against a bombing campaign that has killed over 30,000 Palestinians, that's injured over 70,000 more.
They're calling for a ceasefire right now. We have reached out to Washington University. We were told that no one is available.
President Biden made the jokes about himself at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C. Then he turned the tables and talked about his 2024 rival, Donald Trump.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Hundreds of protesters had gathered outside the Washington Hilton where the event was held to demand the Biden administration stop providing Israel with weapons and military funding amid that ongoing offensive in Gaza. As human-caused climate change worsens, allergy seasons are as well.
Dr. Jyothi Tumalisity teaches at Stanford.
We're definitely seeing a trend with global warming of increased pollen and longer pollen season.
Tumalisity says that equates to a longer allergy season. She's recommending that her more sensitive patients start taking their medicine earlier. And she says if that's not enough, allergy shots can always help.
KCBS's David Welch. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03 a.m., Sunday, April 28th. It's 54 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 85 later today. Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. One man is dead Saturday night after a stabbing outside Audi Field. The D.C. police say said officers responded at about 6:30 last night. Police found a man with multiple stab wounds. The man was taken to the hospital where he later died. The suspect in that stabbing is in custody. The incident came about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game. D.C. United said the incident did not change the kickoff time of the game, and they are working with investigators.
Students are still camped out at George Washington University as anti-war protests continue at major universities nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie has an update.
Students and protesters applaud for the fact that it's been 48 hours since the encampment began. More than a dozen tents are now set up on 8th Street, which police have blocked off between 20th and 21st Streets. Even more tents remain on University Yard. One student explains why she's here.
Genocide is never okay, no matter who it's happening to. Just voicing that message, really. Standing up for what's right.
In a statement, the university said demonstrators violated several university policies and were trespassing, and several students have been suspended. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
The school at George Washington has a long history of protesting global conflict. In May 1970, more than 1,000 students occupied the building now known as the University Student Center, informally naming it Kent State Memorial Center to honor Kent State students killed by Ohio National Guard soldiers during an anti-war protest. A woman dies nearly 2 weeks after a crash in Manassas. We get details from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
The collision happened April 15th at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads in Manassas, where authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. Both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A dog in the car was killed. Prince William County Police say the passenger in that vehicle, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died on Friday. The 46-year-old Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
It is 3:06. Oh. Famous for their black and white canopies and decor, a national chain with six local stores surprised patrons and employees this week by suddenly shutting down.
Foxtrot, which offered upscale wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats, were popular around here, but the company abruptly closed its doors Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager at the Georgetown store. He says all his employees were really surprised.
Definitely shed a few tears with a couple of them, gave some hugs out. It just was shocking, you know.
The company saying in a statement it could not find a viable solution to stay open. Foxtrot employed about 1,000 employees with stores in D.C., Chicago, and Dallas. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six members of a roadwork crew killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore, two of the victims remain missing. The memorial near the south end of the bridge includes decorated wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. And coming up on WTOP, the high cost of paying rent is hindering the battle to squash inflation. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
It is now 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Let's go back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Virginia, we're closed due to an accident. Manassas on Lee Highway, both directions between Sudley Road and Groveton Road. We're being told that the crash investigation's in place, could be there for a little while. Accident has the right lane blocked in Fairfax on the 495 outer loop between Van Dorn Street and the local lane split and merge. An accident has three right lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway outer loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars involved in this one stay to the left to get by. an accident in Alexandria on the Beltway Outer Loop before Telegraph Road's been cleared. All lanes are reopened. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound. That's between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, an accident in Montgomery on 270 southbound between Quince Orchard Road and 370. We continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road, both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road, and we're closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway looks good, no problems from 270 to 95. The Bay Bridge is moving without an issue in either direction. In the district, construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound between D Street and Route 50 and southbound at the split to the freeway, and road construction is 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Yesterday was a little taste of winter, and today we're going to get a little taste of summer thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight, keeping temperatures from falling too much. We're waking up to mid-50s now this morning, and later on we're going to see lots of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday, and it gets even warmer tomorrow with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. Now, if we hit that tomorrow, it'll be the first 90-degree day of the year, and about 2 weeks earlier than average. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got cloudy skies and 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Bellinger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The nation's inflation rate has eased significantly since peaking above 7% in 2022, and price pressures are no longer broad-based. There is one major fly in the ointment.
The big underlying component always comes back to rental inflation.
Bloomberg economic reporter Matt Bosler says rents have been stubbornly high.
It's especially the most important right now because it's also the component of inflation that has been slowest to come down.
Bosler says the rate of inflation would be very close to the Federal Reserve's 2% target were it not for the high cost of rental housing in some parts of the country.
If we were stripping out housing, we'd be talking about more like 2.2, 2.3% inflation.
Optimists note that rent increases have been at or below their pre-pandemic pace for a year and a half now, and they predict things will get better soon.
If that does happen in the next couple months, then, you know, the inflation conversation could change again pretty dramatically.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jeff Bellinger on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, looking forward to a warm weather vacation. Well, you're not alone. We will take a closer look with Bankrate just ahead. It is 3:12.
The following is a paid message.
His name was Roberto Clemente, and as the 72 baseball season came to its final day, he had nothing left to prove. He'd won four batting titles, the MVP of the 71 World Series, and he had 2,999 hits. Hi, this is Lon Solomon. You know, Clemente had decided to sit out that last game, but a friend told him he better play because, as he said, you never know what's going to happen. Well, Clemente played that day and got his 3,000th hit, then died in a tragic plane crash 3 months later. All this reminds me of the bumper sticker that says, a lot of people who plan to repent at the 11th hour die at 10:30, which is why the Bible says now is the day of salvation. Hey, if you're planning to turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life, why not take the advice given to Clemente and do it now? Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information, check out our website, notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
It is 3:13.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit GoTo.org.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is Meals on Wheels America. A knock at the door might not seem like a big deal to many of us, but to a homebound senior, a knock from a Meals on Wheels volunteer means compassion, good healthy food, human connection. Every knock has an impact, and it sometimes saves lives. Demand continues to grow at a rapid rate, and our aging loved ones urgently need your help. For more information, visit WTOP.com, search charities. That's WTOP.com, search charities.
A large university medical system in our area wants to encourage more people to become living organ donors. More from WTOP in a little over 30 seconds.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Before you know it, Memorial Day will be here and then summer. And as many of us plan for a warm weather vacation somewhere, it seems going away is really important to us. So important that many are willing to go into debt. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis with the results of a new Bankrate survey. Nate, take a closer look.
More than a third of summer vacationers are willing to take on debt this year, which is a bit surprising given that credit card balances are at record highs and credit card rates are close to record highs. The average is 20.71%. But I think this shows us a few things. One is that I think this pent-up demand from the pandemic is still out there. I mean, I think this is going to be the third straight summer of revenge travel, if you will. Now, maybe we should stop calling it that. Maybe this is more of a new normal and a lot of people really just craving these experiences. But, you know, I totally got that 2022 was a busy travel year as restrictions eased. But last year topped it, and this year may top it again.
How does it break down by generations?
Millennials stand out. They're the most likely to be taking on debt, although it's not a huge gap. It's about 30% of millennials versus a little bit less for other generations, more like 25%. Where we actually saw a bigger gap was in another recent study when we asked about a broader set of discretionary purchases, like travel and dining and concert tickets and other things like that. And that's where we found more than half of millennials and Gen Zers were likely to take on debt this year, compared with only about 30% of Gen Xers and 25% of boomers. So it does seem that with this experiential spending, especially the debt willingness piece, age 40 seems to be a tipping point.
Not to tell anybody what to do ever, but should we wait until you can afford to take a vacation without racking up debt and having to pay it off over several months?
I do worry about the debt piece. There are some things you can do, though, of course, to have fun on a budget. One would be to just set the money aside ahead of time. Like if you can have automatic transfers from every paycheck into a dedicated savings account, that can build up an entertainment fund. Specific to travel, you could use your rewards points and miles to offset the cost. Or you could also be flexible about your timing, maybe go in the shoulder season or the off season, or fly midweek instead of on the weekend, or drive instead of fly. I mean, there's a lot you can do. And then the ultimate money saving tip is just to do a staycation. That's something that, you know, hey, there are so many great things to do in the greater DC area. Play tourist in your local area and have some fun, relax, recharge. That could be a nice way to spend a summer vacation.
That was Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protests against the Israeli-Hamas war continue on GW's campus where students have formed an encampment. Senior Hamas officials are reviewing a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Residents in Nebraska and Iowa, as well as Oklahoma, are combing through rubble after getting hit by violent tornadoes. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 3:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's get the latest from Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks so much, Rich. In Maryland, accident Montgomery on 270 southbound between Quince Orchard Road and 370. We continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road. Both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road were closed in both directions due to construction. Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction as the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Need a little bit of good stuff to talk about. So the Beltway looks good from 270 to 95, and the Bay Bridge with no construction moving freely in both directions. In the district, construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel on the northbound side between D Street and Route 50 and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. In Virginia, we're closed due to an accident. Manassas on Lee Highway, both directions between Sudley Road and Groveton Road. We're being told that there is a crash investigation in place there, so that may be out there for a little while. Accident has the right lane blocked in Fairfax on the 495 outer loop between Van Dorn Street and the local lane split and merge. An accident has three right lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway outer loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars involved in that one stay left to get by. Accident in Alexandria on the Beltway outer loop before Telegraph Road. That one has been cleared. All lanes are reopened. Closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Bit of a mild and clear start to the day out there, thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight, keeping temperatures from falling too much. We're in the mid-50s outside this Sunday morning, and we're really going to see the effects of that warm front later today with sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday. And it gets even warmer heading into the week ahead. On Monday, we got a forecast high of 90 degrees. Now, if we hit that, that'll be the first 90-degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than the average May 16th. First 90-degree day. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 53 degrees in Upper Marlboro, 55 in Woodbridge, 56 downtown in Northwest over near Rock Creek Park, and it's 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. And coming up on WTOP, last day or so in the district have been violent once again. More news in 60 seconds.
Icing Smiles is a nonprofit organization that provides custom celebration cakes and other treats to families impacted by the critical illness of a child. Our goal is to create a custom cake for the ill child or their sibling that provides a temporary escape from worry and creates a positive memory during a difficult time. Memories have magical powers. Long after the cake is gone, the memories linger. Memories of the kindness of a stranger, of the sweet smells of a special treat, of the smiles and laughs, of a normal childhood experience so often stolen from these children. These memories are why we say it is so much more than a cake. We are not a bakery. As a matter of fact, Icing Smiles doesn't even have an oven. We rely on a generous team of volunteers spread throughout the U.S. to fulfill our mission. Visit www.icingsmiles.org. to refer a family for a cake, sign up to bake a difference, and support our cause.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 3:22. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. D.C. police are investigating a pair of overnight shootings, one of them which turned fatal. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least six people were hurt. Five of them were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Renwall Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goins of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for two suspects in that incident. Medical officials at the University of Virginia want more people to consider living organ donations. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville recently donated one of his two kidneys. Sitting alongside his surgeon on the UVA campus, he said he has no regrets.
There's a friend of mine put out an SOS on Facebook, if you will, saying, you know, her son needed a kidney.
With O positive blood, Rucker was a perfect match, he said once the UVA transplant surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier, told him his risk of living with only one kidney was minimal. He did the test and donated the organ. The entire process from the initial inquiry to the recovery, he said, was much easier than expected. UVA officials say they need more people like Rucker to donate. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
1 in 6 kids wear headphones for more than 2 hours a day. And WTOP's Mike Marilla says that has hearing doctors warning parents to protect their kids from hearing loss.
Whether it's occupying a toddler with a show.
Wait, Louie!
Or it's a teen listening to music. A University of Michigan survey found that kids are wearing headphones for long periods.
I've had a pretty large surge in children over the last few months.
Dr. Brittany Ometz is with Anne Arundel Audiology.
You know, hearing loss can cause issues with speech and language development.
And the age of kids impacted by hearing loss is skewing younger, with some kids dealing with it at 5 years old. She says parents should have kids practice the 60-60 rule, which is no more than 60 minutes with headphones on a day, and keep the volume at 60%.
It's just a guaranteed way to keep your ears safe.
And she says, know the symptoms of hearing loss in a child, such as them not reacting to loud sounds or having trouble listening. Mike Marillo, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here's Frank Hanahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the #2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taken linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple, and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed, reportedly, Sam Hartman, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, as an unrestricted free agent. Christian Benteke scores twice as D.C. United takes care of the Seattle Sounders 2-1 at Audi Field. Nationals winners again over the Miami Marlins.